Oh, we're live.
Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about grown man gaming. Get shot probably from a grown man aiming. Call of Duty Black Ops, bring it to your chat box. Turn your speakers on, sit back and relax. And listen to these grown men talk games. Other people do it, yeah, but they're all lame. Talking all genres, covering all lanes. You can call in, cause we're covering all games.
Grown man gaming. Tune in and enhance your experience.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Grandman Gaming. Who's keeping track of the episodes? Is this 9 or 10? I never know.
We are on 10, sir.
Is it 10, sir? Mike is computer 11, though. Who got that joint?
Well, I thought it was. I thought I was on 9, and then I missed 10, so this would be 11, because I missed last
11, okay.
Who knows?
Everybody, welcome back. Patty, he was off in the fog last week. He just couldn't keep it together, so we held it down for him. But we got our returning guest, Mr. Johnson. No homo, you know what I'm saying? Johnson. Johnson is in the building.
What up?
What's good?
What up?
Hell yeah.
Also, we have our returning host, as our other host, Aaron. You know what I'm saying?
What up?
I think, you know what, fuck y'all, I got perfect attendance on this show. Y'all missed these. Yeah, see, that's how I do it, you know what I'm saying? Punctuality.
You hold it down. We're the flavor that comes along the season things.
We had no seasonings last show. Anyway, y'all know we got to start this off with some news. So, Patty, won't you bring it in? What was the news you had? Because you had it first before I found it.
Wow, this is just something. We actually touched on it in either the second or the third show when we talked about Warner Brother announcing in their fucking quarterly that they have a new Batman before the end of the year. And they have finally announced it. They have given it a name. It will be what was thought beforehand. It will be a prequel. So Batman Arkham Origins will be released on the 25th of October. And I'm kind of hard for it already. So either of the last two games.
Hey, man, who's shuffling cards and shit? Hey. No, what is that, though? Who is that? That's Aaron. You got me, Aaron.
Yeah. Nah, is it me? What's going on?
You shuffling cards? You farting? What you doing, bro?
No, I'm chilling. I'm just chilling.
Well, what me? That, as soon as he says something, that shit stop, though. What me? he said it's dropping on the 25th. See, I didn't even. They got an official release date for that?
Yeah, 25th of October is what I have seen in a number of different places. Empire Magazine's website has it as the 25th. Computerandvideogames.com has it as the 25th. There is some really, really cool stuff here. The big issue, though, or the big concern, is that Rocksteady Studios, who are the ones who made the first two games, aren't involved with this one. They're no longer in charge. Warner Brothers Montreal has taken over. Now, anybody that actually watches the full credits and stuff will know that Warner Brothers were the ones that were producing the game. They were basically the Activision to Rocksteady's Infinity Ward /Treyarch kind of thing, to put it in the Call of Duty context so people understand what's going on. Now, Rocksteady aren't involved, but they've kind of passed the baton on to Warner Brothers Montreal. They have given their blessing to take their baby and bring it on another step. They finally decided to give us Bobbling, although we won't get the... Aaron, fuck up with the card.
Aaron, dude. Yo, you gotta... he's really making alien noises laugh. What are you doing,
man? No, I'm just chilling. I don't know what it is.
It's your...
No, that's you, man.
It's your creaky ass. You need to get some 40 or some Vaseline or some shit. I'm sure you got Vaseline in there.
Right.
I'll give you myself. Tell me if it's good.
All right. So I got a big question for everybody. So we're going to do this shit roundtable style. If this game is coming out at the end of October, Assassin's Creed usually drops. Is it September or October?
October usually.
Yeah, October.
Okay, so let me ask you. You got $65. That's tax included for motherfuckers. That's $60 taxes included, goddamn. You got $65 and only $65. Do you get Batman or Assassin's Creed 4? Start with you, Johnson. Choose.
I'm going to go with Batman. You know, I really didn't beat the last one, which I'm going to go ahead and pick it up again and try to beat it. But the mechanics and the, you know, controls are so fluid, so smooth. I think that Batman would be the choice just for me personally. You know, the latest Assassin's Creed didn't do it for me. I rented that one, and I was just like, yeah, you know, it wasn't doing nothing for me. So I just turned that back in. But I think I'm going with Batman.
And it is. So, Aaron, you up next. Batman or Ass Creed?
I'm going with Batman. Just for this, pretty much the same reasons that Johnson gave. Plus, though, to me, it has more of a replay value to me. For the fight challenges you can do and stuff like that. So that's the reason I'm going with Batman.
See, that's beautiful. All right, Patty, what you got?
I'm buying Batman, but fuck it, I'm gonna steal Assassin's Creed. I'm not doing I'm upping them both, but I'm stealing Assassin's Creed. I'm not gonna spend the money on it because I gotta say, like Aaron and Johnson both, you know, Assassin's Creed 3, I felt let down by it. I mean, we talked about it before, maybe not on air, but you know, you pay out your money and you're expecting what you're expecting from what you've read about it, and then you're 3.5 hours in and you still haven't got to play as the main character. and that shit was just fucking annoying, man. I mean, I bought that game because I wanted to play as an avenging spirit, fucking evil-ass, badass motherfucking Native American dude. And I spent my first 3 hours as some fucking stick-up-his-ass English dude. I mean, I can get that shit fucking outside. You know, there's English people living in my town and they're assholes. I can go and talk to them if I want to fucking listen to an English asshole. You know, I was playing that game to be fucking Connor and to be tomahawking bitches and fucking jumping out of trees with wolf fucking skins on my head and stuff. And it didn't happen enough or early enough.
Right.
And the game was just, it dragged on a bit too much for me with all that shit. And trying to help, we were having fucking trouble remembering his name, Achilles. Trying to help
Achilles.
Him set up the town of Davenport and stuff. Some of that shit got real fucking tedious. Whereas the side stuff in Arkham City and Arkham Asylum, but more so Arkham City because there was more of it, I thought it was just fucking fantastic. I mean, I was actually uploading a series on that of all the side quests and everything, all that extra shit that you could do, and all those riddles. Man, that took me fucking 2 years near enough to get all those fucking riddles got. You know, the Riddler trophies and shit like that?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Fuck. That shit was so fucking much fun trying to go for all of that.
I could find all them damn trophies though, man. Them trophies.
Well,
hidden.
I'm about to touch on that. I'm definitely. I love Assassin's Creed. I do. It's just that the Batman has been like almost flawless. Like I couldn't find anything wrong as a whole with that series. It was just like, it was ridiculous. I love the stealthy element, but there's not too much of it. Some of the games that you play, they just want you to sneak around. Oh. Fucking
yeah.
Day. It's like, no, I want to be able to actually take some dudes out. So they got that in there. If you just want to go out there and do it, you can. If you want to run a gun, well, not, you don't have a gun, but if you want to just go out there and do it that way, but like you still got to be smart about it as you do it. So it's not just sneaking past a room full of people. Like you still got to defeat all those guys in the room before you can go on. So like when I was playing Hitman, you can just, you know, leave the whole area and then not kill anybody. So, you know, Batman forces you to actually act on each enemy. And like you said, that was one of the few games I enjoyed going for trophies, for PlayStation trophies. Because I typically don't do that, you know what I'm saying? But with that Batman, I'm like, yo, let me get all these riddles. Now, the only thing I don't like on the second one, I like the riddle system from the first game a lot better. It was a lot more straightforward. The second one, I was like, I don't know if I got any. Like, I got the riddles, but I don't think I solved any of those, like, wall puzzles or whatever they had. Like, the first
Some
one.
Some of that shit was fucked up.
It was, like, yeah, I'm looking at it like, what the hell? How am I supposed to get that?
Yeah, there was so many different things. Like, it would show you on the map, because you would beat up the Riddler informants, and it would give you the locations of them and all. And because there was so many. It was almost like a Call of Duty map. There's so many levels. You could be on a rooftop, you could be on the ground, you could be underneath the bridge, and then you could be on the water or on a fucking an ice float. there was so many fucking levels that you could try and find shit on, and you would spend fucking hours beating your head off the wall in one area looking for one fucking thing and not find it.
Right.
So I kind of cheated. I mean, I fucking found a video that had them all, and then I found the fucking things.
Yeah,
and
then I made videos as well. Everybody be cheating.
Hell yeah.
Another thing, I mean, you could actually decide what type of upgrades and stuff you want. So, like, you're probably not going to get all of them your first playthrough, but you can get some of them, and then you can go back and play it the second time, which is actually fun. Like you said before, replay value. You can play the Batman twice in, like, a 6 to 8 month span. I mean, I wouldn't play it back-to-back. I typically don't do that with any games. Not anymore, but, like, you can do that. That Assassin's Creed, man, I mean, I love the first three. The fourth one, which is Assassin's Creed 3, like, the characters was just so, we were talking about this in the call earlier, they were so dry. Like, if you play a game, you remember people's names. When you start forgetting people's names, like main characters, that is one of the indications that lets you know, like, this game was not what it should have been. Now, I was not going to say it's ass, but in comparison to the other ones, it's definitely the worst out of the bunch. As it's supposed to be getting better or on par as it goes along in the series. But Achilles ain't have no type of, it's just the voiceover actors on there was horrible. Like, look at them and then look at the dude that did Far Cry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't come with that type of energy after that. So
we got a caller with a really good question, guys. Here we go.
All right, bring him in. Bring him in, Aaron.
Let's
That's a good call, man.
All right, go ahead, homie. What's your question?
Huh?
Good shit.
Yo,
that's a
good shit.
Yo,
what's your question again?
What? Oh, my bad. And it's like 100 degrees in my room, and I'm sitting here with a number of thong and some Ugg boots on, and I'm trying to figure out, like, is SEO, if he was in full body mode and his nipples was hard, would you fuck with him?
Yo.
What's really good?
Yo, this is the same dude that called last week, yo. You got him. And I don't know who it is.
I'm gonna have to remember that number, though, because
that's the same number last time. No, because last week UTX said it was Modern War Negro, and I thought it was, so I tweeted him, like, what is she talking about? He like, I don't know what she's talking about, so I don't know who that was. It sounded like him, but I swear to God, it sounds just like him.
I think it was. But I'll have to remember that number, though, because he asked a serious question there when I took him into the conference room or whatever.
What's a serious question? Just out of interest.
Well, his question was, do we think Connor was too bland of a character? That's why they went ahead and skipped on to four.
You know what?
I thought it was a great question.
I would think so, because they usually, well, not they usually, there's only been two characters, like two main characters, so it's hard to say what they usually do, but they at least kept Altair as part of the game in the later games. You know what I'm saying? Played with him a little bit as him in Revelations, I think. I'm pretty sure you did. So, but
yeah,
Connor sucked, man. He was whack, man.
Who was the best
character?
Had
to be the best character.
On three.
Ain't a good pool to pick from. That's what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying? Like, look how hard that is.
Yeah.
Who was it?
Well, if that was a serious question, I would go with his dad, though. Because his dad, even though he was like, everybody was like, what the fuck, who is this guy? I thought his storyline was the best to me.
I'll go with that Charles dude before I go with his dad. The dude you killed at the end at the bar table.
Oh, for real? Yeah, I don't know. I liked his dad, though. I thought his storyline was like a, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. Probably, I think deceiving would probably be the best description.
It's too predictable. Yeah,
what did you think, though, of the bit wherever you think that Hesham is going to induct the guy into the Assassins, because you've no idea that you're not an Assassin, and then suddenly he says, you know, welcome to the Templars. I was like, fuck this shit. I don't want to be a Templar.
Right.
I've spent 3 hours doing shit for the bad guys. Fuck that.
They could have really did something with that twist on there, but like they just, the storyline, they're just, I felt like there wasn't one. Like, that's, it was just so whack. Like,
it was really weakly done. And like, the Assassin's Creed games have had fantastic storylines, really well woven together. I mean, fucking, what was it, four games all put together?
Four games, right.
All put the same storyline. and it was fucking amazing. And then you have this shit come along, which is supposed to be the extension of that, and it's just fucking... To be honest, I was more excited about Desmond's stuff than any of the actual stuff in the Animus as Connor or...
Yeah, Edson. Yeah, and they
really?
Killed him. That's another reason.
I got
Desmond is that
they...
dude.
Yeah, I got pissed off whenever I had to play as Desmond myself. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't want to run around no fucking cave.
And then look at the weapons they had on there. Whack as hell. Like, you couldn't even really bash shit on the third. They dropped the ball, man.
Yeah.
And they got another one coming out this year. It's going to turn into that every year franchise. And the multiplayer,
yeah.
That multiplayer, ad, oh my God. That multiplayer is buns, yo.
We've talked about how multiplayer fucks up a good single player campaign. And other
good.
Shows that was an example of it. I mean, when they brought it out for was it the one before Revelation, so Brotherhood. I mean, that shit was that was awful. And then it got a little bit better for Revelations, and then it just did the exact same. And it was never good enough to warrant being in the game, to warrant spending time doing that instead of making the game better.
Right. See, well, that's just. That's how I roll. I mean, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I'm just the Batman. I just hope that they can keep up the. And then you know, it looks like they drop that series like every two and a half years. So it's not constantly pushing out. So they actually, you know, work on the game and polish that. Like that's the best fighting system I've seen on any game. Like I played Sleeping Dogs. Sleeping Dogs tried to do the Batman, but it was real clunky. Like, and you know, the Batman was like perfect with the battle system.
Yeah.
You can even play without the little alerts. So you know, what I mean, if you played it on hard, you just had to time the counter yourself and all that.
It wasn't impossible to do if you fucking paid attention. You could do that shit on fucking the more difficult difficulties.
Right.
Whereas some of these games are
say that
fucking,
again, Patty.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to fucking say it again. I need to lose
difficult,
my
difficulties, though.
Yeah, goddamn.
Difficulties, though.
But, yo, we got Mike. Our guest from last week, Mike, called back in. Say what up, Mike.
Oh, shit.
Yo, what's good, people who want to say what's up?
What up?
Yo, yo, yo.
How y'all doing, man? Y'all doing your thing? Six-Bit Radio.
You know it.
Yeah, we always do, man. We always do. So, with that being said, what do we have next? Oh, more news. Now, it's not good news, though, for those of you who are on Xbox. But, see, I play PlayStation a lot, so I laugh at y'all. This is my opportunity to laugh again, just until they actually announce before on Xbox, and then I actually get my feelings hurt. But on that note, Xbox has been, the reveal has been rumored that it's going to be pushed back to May, to mid-May.
May 21st is the date that's being bandied about for that reveal.
So what does that mean? So E3, that hasn't... When do they do
E3?
E3!
June.
God damn. But
it's
June? June for
E3. Yeah, it's
June. So they're going to do the reveal right before E3 then?
Yeah, they're looking to have their own launch event. And have, you know, the media there with a full list of fucking demos and shit like that that they'll have up. And, you know, like basically what PlayStation did a month ago or more now? You know, have this...
Yeah, like 6 weeks.
Have it going and let people actually see what it's capable of doing. But there's so much shit going around that we don't know what's going to be true, what's not going to be true. I read today that there's rumors of backwards compatibility, but they're bringing out a new version of the Xbox 360, which won't have its own disc tray. Everything will be a digital download, which you can plug into the Xbox 720 or the Xbox Next or the Durango, whatever it's being called, and therefore it will allow you to put in your Xbox 360 discs into the 720, and if you have this other thing, this other box, this new Xbox 360 that they're bringing out later in the year, that will allow you to play older games, like 360 games, in the new console. So they're basically making it that you need to buy a new console on top of your new console to play old games.
Wow, that's wild.
You're telling me you gotta pick up a big ass game console and stick it inside of another console to get backwards compatibility? Well, it's something you can do.
It's basically gonna be like a set top box. which plugs into your 720. But it will have its own functionality. I mean, you can just use it as a gaming console on its own, but it won't have a disc tray. You'll have to download everything from the marketplace, Xbox Live Marketplace, but it will have like a full range of Xbox 360 games, Xbox Arcade games, all that shit. So you could have it as a standalone console, but its basic, its main selling point is the fact that you can hook it up with the 720 in order to play your 360 games on the 720. To get past the backwards compatibility issues, which, you know, PS3 and 360 already have, that you can't do that shit. On top of that, then there's stuff that they're talking about, the next Kinect installment will be able to recognize eye movements.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's impressive, but it's completely fucking unnecessary. You know, it's going to be watching what you're doing, and when you look to the left, the character on the screen looks to the left. You know, if it's going to do shit like that, again, impressive, but completely fucking unnecessary.
I had to run the series real quick.
Functional over feature that should be, for real.
Goddamn dogs. Did y'all talk about the online-only little situation that they... I don't know how true it is, but did you hear about... I mean, y'all heard about that. Basically, it'll only be usable if you're online for Xbox.
Yeah, and I loved last week that the guy, Adam Orth, was getting so much hate because he basically just came on Twitter and defended the whole always online thing, and he put out a tweet saying, it's just the way that it's going to be, and then hashtag deal with it, and people just fucking blew up. Just like, you know, dude's being a dick. And this week, guess what? Adam Orth has left Microsoft. He is no longer a part of the company. Nobody
get
him
with hot coals.
he
got the coals. Dumbass movie. Talking about like, hashtag deal with it. What the fuck? It's a dumbass off Twitter.
He went to his office door. It was boxed up and then turned around and looked at the back of his door, and there was a post-it with hashtag deal with it on it. You know,
Two security guys. Like, oh, get out of here, brother.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Dumbass motherfucker talking about. See, that's what I'm talking about these game developers. Like, how do you ever think that, like, even if you do, you are a developer. Like, you got to think about the time where you was a consumer and you just played games as opposed to actually making them. You're not going to tell me if you were still in that situation that you would think it would be okay for somebody to tell you, oh, we got this brand new top of the line, cutting edge console. But you can only play this shit online, or you can only play it if you have internet. So if you have no internet, a lot of people aren't allowed to play online games. Like my nephew, well, I mean, he's probably old enough now, but like when my nephew was 8 or 9, like I wouldn't let him get online to play because I don't want him talking to all the weirdos that'll be out here talking about
all the disrespectful stuff. My cousin had the same problem with his mother. She wouldn't, even when he was 18, she didn't want him getting online in case it was pedophiles.
Yeah, I wouldn't have, like, you know, I mean, you're 8 or 9, like, you're not, you can get on, don't get me wrong, but, like, once you start talking and playing the games that grown people playing, like Call of Duty, like, people always talk about rated M for mature. The people that talk in the lobby is worse than the people, or worse than the actual the characters on the game. Like, do you see this shit that ends up being talked about in the lobby, especially all the, you know, so God forbid there's a female in the lobby with a mic on Xbox, holy shit.
Oh man!
I ran into that situation last night.
Like fucking thirst and blood.
Yeah, you don't want your little eight-year-old, 9-year-old son or daughter like, what's head? What's head, mom? What the fuck you hear that at? On the game, your ass ain't playing that game no more. That's what'll happen. So for people that'll end up in that situation, they're allowed to play the games, but you just have to play games with your brother, and you're not allowed really online. So like for them to actually say that these consoles is only going to play connected to the internet, it's like, guys, you're just alienating a whole group of people, your younger crowd. Dumbasses.
Yeah. Right. And if you was to take your Xbox over to somebody else's house or something like that didn't have, you know, internet connection, you know what I mean? Like, that's ruining, and it's just like isolating the whole, you know, genre of people that's buying your game. I don't understand why would they make that, you know, mandatory. That just makes no sense.
You know, they've been doing a lot of that. I just noticed. They made it hard for you to move your systems or consoles to somebody else's house.
Yeah.
With all the digital downloading and no memory card and no physical disc, they're talking about, like, if you look at that shit, like, it was nothing to take your PlayStation 2 or your Xbox or your, well, that first Xbox was big than a motherfucker, but, like, you know what I mean? Right? It was nothing to take your other consoles to your boy's house and grab your memory card and say, all right, let's play. You know what I'm saying? We can start from where we left off. But now, you can't do that shit now. Who got a motherfucking memory card for Xbox or PlayStation?
I still have one from my fucking PS1, from the first PS1 I
have. That's it.
Right.
8 megabyte. You got the 8 megabyte.
Hell yeah.
They're going away from that. Like, your console is now like your desktop, where, you know, you don't take that out unless you moving or unless you're switching rooms. You don't take that shit out your house. Let me ask y'all this. How many times have y'all actually picked up your console and taken it out of the house in a year?
I'll say zero.
Out the house?
Aaron says zero. Just took it to your boy's house or something.
I used to be one of those real fucking idiot people that when I was going to my girlfriend's, I brought the Xbox with me.
Yeah.
So,
where you going with that?
I used to move my Xbox all the time, like when I go to my dad's house and play like 2K, but even then it was like a pain. I'd be like, man, we got to find something else to do, man.
There's just too many wires to me.
That's what I'm saying. They have changed the whole landscape of the way we do. We don't take our games. Like, the experience now, like, you don't really... I mean, you go over your boy's crib, but, like, he better have a PlayStation. You'll bring your game, but he better have a station. Like, people don't move their consoles no more. It's like, you just... I see that now. So when you say you're going to take an old Xbox and hook it up to a new one to get backwards compatibility... That's motherfucking more electricity. You got two whole big ass consoles plugged in. You got your HD PVR, because you know you're going to get there and record. You got all this shit, your headset plugged in. You got all these wires plugged in. And that's the way they're trying to get us, is that, you know what I mean? And I get it, because I don't, I mean, you know, I'm lying. I did what she was doing, Patty. I take, you know what I mean, the PlayStation over to the girl's house. And she went, wait, whoa, what you going to do with that? And she's like, oh, now, see, now you're getting smart. You ain't trying to play? You ain't trying to play this Borderlands? She's like, fuck no.
I would get smacked. I don't know how y'all got away with that shit. I would get smacked in my mouth.
Basically, I would
smack
play
your
it
mouth off like your girl? No, bro. See, you got never mind. I'm about to get inappropriate on the show. Handle your business, man. You ain't gonna have no problems, bro.
Just try and hand in your mind card if you got slapped.
Yeah, man.
Right.
Along I'll take balls. All right.
I just didn't have to deal. I just never wanted to deal with it, so I didn't even worry about it.
Hell yeah.
Too much shit.
All right. So while we're talking about stupid companies or dumb shit, you know, that these developers or companies, whatever, you know, whatever they do, recently there has been there's an award given out every year for worst company to work for or worst company. And EA has won the prize 2 years running. No company has ever won this award twice, and they won 2 years in a row. What does that say about their company and their actual games that are being put out when you are winning worst company in the country?
They're a piece of shit.
Right.
They don't give a fuck for real, but that's what it says to me.
Yeah, right. They did nothing. If they won it last year, why the fuck did they not improve their shit this year?
Right.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
saying.
I'm sorry, Gat.
No, I was just saying that's what it says to me, because, like, if they won it last year and they didn't give a fuck to change, and they won it again this year and they didn't change, that just means to me they didn't give it two shit.
If you don't give a fuck about your workers, how can you give a fuck about your consumers? Because they are the ones putting out these games. They cutting costs. I mean, the stuff we were talking about earlier, these dudes are trying to cut corners. I mean, and that's where it starts. We start cutting corners with staff, and you know, your games start to see a little bit of change in the games. So, like, they didn't cut Mass Effect guys. They didn't cut so many. And now it's to the point where they're trying to say they're not even telling you what resources they've taken away. And that's usually public information. Like, okay, some people were let go due to cut costs or whatever. Now they just like, fuck it. We done did some things and y'all ain't never going to find out. Like, well, fuck you then. I ain't buying your game. And, you know, to save costs for the next generation, I would think you would at least need more people in the beginning of the console life, and then maybe let them off. You know what I mean? But nah, they said they're get rid of them now.
Keep people on until you make sure that you've got your shit and fucking got all your shit in line. You know? so that when the new consoles drop, everything works from the fucking from day one, rather than you cutting fucking costs, cutting down your workforce, then realizing that you're about 3 months behind in your fucking development of shit for the fucking new consoles and having to hire people in again. It just doesn't make sense.
Right. See, that's what happens. See, that's when you got some valuable information, right? You get fired. Your supervisor forgot to get that information from you before he told you it was fair. So he called you like, I need that password. It's like, man, fuck you. Fuck you. Y'all got to start that whole section over. You feeling good about this shit. Like, you walk about the office like, yeah, I got some information. They ain't never going to get it. And that's what happens, too. People withhold information when they lose their jobs because they, you know I mean, they feel some type of way. So I'm just wondering how that's going to affect Battlefield 4. I'm most likely going to get the game. Well, whether or not I post it on YouTube is a whole other thing, but I'm probably going to get it. But what are y'all thoughts? Let's start with you, Johnson. What do you think about the Battlefield 4 trailer? You played Battlefield 3, right?
Right. I still have it.
How did you like it, and what do you think about the fourth trailer?
I'm not even going to lie. When I saw it, you know, because obviously those were PC games, you know, graphics. That made me think I might want to switch to PC gaming just because those graphics were crazy. You know, I mean, I don't know if the next console is going to have that kind of, you know, graphic power behind it. But when I saw it, I just saw, you know, great graphics like they always do. You know, but I want to see as far as, like, you know, things that can they improve on a multiplayer. Can they bring in not just Call of Duty players, you know, switching the game up, but what can they do to appeal to people that want fast-paced games and, you know, quicker games? Because Battlefield games take forever, man.
Right.
Take a long time.
Right.
So, I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. So I need to see multiplayer aspects. The single player, though, it looked amazing. I'm not going to lie. That looked crazy.
It always does, man. It always looks amazing on a single player. And then you get the game, you're like, ugh. That's just in general. Some of the games. If the single player looks bad, they drop the ball all the way. Because the single player has to look good, even if the multiplayer sucks on those games. Patty, what do you think about the Battlefield 4?
I'm going to be honest. I haven't even seen the trailer yet because I have no interest in it anymore at all. I mean, I got myself too excited for the fucking Battlefield 3 coming, and then the first week of its release, the servers were fucked, and then moving into the second week of the release, the EA servers were fucked again. EA, worst company in the fucking world, 2 years in a row, you know. And you know, it was 3 weeks into the game before you could actually play it, and by that stage, I thought fuck it, and I traded it in. I hadn't got it anymore, you know. So I'm not interested. I mean, it's something I'll probably rent, and then if I enjoy it enough, I mean, I'll rent it only for the fucking campaign. I'll play through the single player thing, and I might touch the online a little bit. But like Johnson said, fucking so slow. You get into a game like a TDM or some shit that or fucking Rush or something, and it's got like fucking 600 ticket fucking server and shit like that now. I mean,
right.
What the fuck? I'm gonna be playing this shit for the next fucking 6 months just trying to get this one game done.
Right.
Battlefield's a really good game. It's just boring. That's just the thing.
It's you have to really grow to love that game.
Yeah.
Actually,
and another thing is I don't want to be getting a sense of vertigo just from fucking running in the game. I hit this fucking side to side. I know it's realistic, but I don't need that. I'm getting fucking dizzy and fucking getting ready to fall out of my chair just watching the dude run. Going side to side and side to side to side to side. Fucking hypnotic, man. You're starting to fall asleep and you start fucking nodding off on the chair.
Yeah.
Well, to me on the Battlefield 4 front, though, I don't, like, everybody was bitching about Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 being basically a DLC for Modern Warfare 2. To me, I saw Battlefield 4 looked like to me, and like nobody ain't talking about that.
Yeah.
Like, how does it get a pass? I don't understand how that gets a pass.
Battlefield,
but I mean, I'll pick
some...
it up, though.
I mean, I'm going to get it, but I don't expect, like, I don't know. There's very few games or, like, serious franchises that I expect a whole lot of. It's not that I'm saying the game's going to be a piece of shit. I just, if it over the, oh, what the hell?
God dang. Hold that.
I got if the All game right. Like you can over deliver and under promise, but don't over promise under deliver, and that's what a lot of games do. So like Battlefield, you know, like I don't expect much. If the game is good, then you know what I mean, I'll just have a game that I'll be consistently playing. If it's alright, I'll play it from time to time. If it's not good, I just won't play it. It looks exactly like Battlefield 3 to me. And if that was the next gen footage, then that's not very appealing to people. And, you know, they're trying to – they went as far as to hire – people say what they want. Woody's Gamertag and all them dudes to promote the game.
Right,
so
right.
They want Call of Duty players. Then they're going to – I don't want another Call of Duty. But if they want Call of Duty players, they're going to have to make adjustments to make it a Call of Duty game. So, you know, that's what the crowd are looking for. And Battlefield 4 people don't appreciate that. I've
no,
seen some
not.
Of the videos and messages. They do not appreciate what EA has done. They literally hire people that do not touch Battlefield to promote it from Call of Duty as if they play it themselves. You know what I'm saying? That's a no-no. So we'll see how that goes. What do y'all actually think about that, though? Is that a good actually a good tactic to actually hire big, huge Call of Duty commentators to promote Battlefield?
Well, I think it's a good tactic, good idea in my opinion.
Yeah.
Just because I wouldn't have never seen it if Sandy Ravage didn't post that video. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't even know that was coming out. So as far as
we're gonna find out without Sandy Ravage, though.
Yeah, I mean,
but
in the next
I'm just using that for an example,
confused.
Though. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, I think it's a good idea just because it'll reach a broader audience than it normally would.
Well, I just think it's a. I don't care about Battlefield or Call of Duty. Like, I play both of the games, whatever. Like, I'm not no fanboy of anything, but like, I think it's kind of offensive though. Like, you know, these dudes do not play Battlefield. They don't know any of the guns. If you ask a couple of dudes what's the five best guns, they won't be able to tell you.
Yeah, worse than that though, they bash Battlefield all year long, and now suddenly.
Right.
They're promoting it as the greatest thing ever. No, the thing that I think it's smart in one aspect is that you get all the fucking, like, Woody's 12-year-old fucking fan base will all follow his word to the letter. If he says go buy this game, they'll fucking instantly run away from their fucking computers after watching the YouTube video. Mommy, I need to buy this game. And, you know, EA and fucking whatever will end up getting maybe another 300,000 or 400,000 sales out of it between all the different YouTubers influencing certain people. But then the other side of it is, so it was smart from EA and that to try and grab them to do some promotion work, but it was stupid on behalf of a lot of the YouTubers because they're catching so much heat off it and they're losing a lot of respect because it's, I mean, yeah, you get thrown a bucket load of money. At least say you got bucket load of money and you're doing it for that. Don't say you suddenly think that the game is the greatest thing ever after having watched it for 2 years, you know?
So let me my thing, like, another thing with that is, like, if you're a Battlefield guy and you hate Call of Duty for good reasons, not because you just don't like it for no reason, but you just, like, let's say you got a problem with connection or you got a problem with people not playing the objective, which is a way a lot of people like to play Call of Duty. Honestly, you don't want that crowd on your game because you know what it's going to turn into. If they're appealing to them dudes now, they're going to start adding those elements. And, like, you know, next thing you know, they're going to have – I mean, I like killstreaks. They're going to be killstreaks. A lot of people do not want killstreaks in their game. There might be stuff like that. There might be – the guns might start killing quicker. The health might regenerate five times as fast because the health regeneration on Battlefield is slow and stuff like that. You don't want them people on your game because of the way they play. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you're a Call of Duty dude going to Battlefield and you ain't playing the way you're supposed to play, they'll talk so crazy to you. They people don't care about all that nonsense on Battlefield. So if they're going to keep a game Battlefield at the core and do stuff to attract Call of Duty without taking away from the game, that's cool. But if they doing all that and Battlefield is going to be too much like Call of Duty, I don't really know how it's going to affect them. I wouldn't care personally because I think another company could probably do Call of Duty better than Call of Duty does by fixing, like, the connection and stuff. But that's yet to be seen.
Right. The move is smart for business-wise because that way they can generate more money. They can get more money because these YouTubers are promoting. I just think they have these brainless subs that just will just come over because their favorite commentator told them, hey, this game is good. But at the same time, I mean, if you're a Battlefield purist, you got to hate this move.
I know. I know I would, but like I said, it don't bother me. If the game's good, I don't care what they do to the game. If the game is good, the player movement is fluid. That's the one thing Call of Duty got on all these other shooters is the players move it's really crisp. Like, you play these other games and you turn around, like, you'll just notice that the frames drop and all that stuff. So I'll be ready for that. Down to our last 20 minutes already. So let me ask you this. Since we're talking about shooters, why are third-person shooters not – why am I hearing an echo? Why are third-person shooters not as popular as first-person shooters? Who want to lead in?
There's not that many third-person shooters. The biggest one being Gears, the Gears franchise. And so many people have a problem with it. And it's a similar reason, really, to why people don't like Battlefield, but they do like Call of Duty, is that it's a fucking steep-ass fucking learning curve. Because you go in with somebody that's been playing that shit for 4 years, and you go in there, you're going to get your ass kicked for fucking the next 6 months until you learn what you're doing. But part of the thing that I don't like about the third-person shooters, and especially Gears, is you get some dude who knows what he's doing. He's going to be standing in cover behind a corner, and he can see you coming down the hallway because it's third-person. You know, it's not like he's in a first-person thing, if you're standing directly behind the corner, you can't see around the corner. In a third-person, you can. So he can just peel around the corner with a shotgun in his hand and just completely destroy you. And that's it. You've got nothing that you can do because there's no time to react because he's just popping out and you're dead before you've really realized he's there. And, you know, there's things like that. The camera angles of third-person shooters give you so much of an advantage if you use them to your advantage like that. So, I mean, you can't just run around like a fucking idiot in a third-person shooter game and have fun because you're going to get fucking mopped up by guys taking advantage of the camera angles.
I'll agree with Patty right there. That's my main concern is like just getting used to the camera angles. I think the camera angles is what fucks it all up.
I think it's a little more.
I like third person and single player. I have no problem with it, but it's when you get to multiplayer, and when I play, I like that surprise element. There's no surprise element in third person, like you said. If you're sitting there on the wall, you can see everything. It's not even close to realistic. It's like, it's kind of hard to take a series.
I can think of like three third-person shooters. A lot of people forget. I mean, like, I can think of Max Payne multiplayer, third-person. Uncharted, third-person. Gears of War, third-person. There's Metal Gear Online. I don't know if they still had that online. That's third-person.
Ghost Recon.
Ghost Recon. They dropped the ball with Ghost Recon. They had a team deathmatch, man. I should slap the shit out of somebody's face for that one.
every one of those I didn't play, apart from Gears. Gears is the only one of those four that you mentioned that I actually played. So, like, that's my opinion is biased off the fact of only having experience of Gears as a third-person shooter.
It seemed like to me, like, when there's a flaw in a first-person shooter, that flaw is even worse when it's in third person for whatever reason. Like, I don't know what it is. Maybe because, like John said, there is no surprise element. You can see everybody. Nobody can sneak up behind you. You know everybody's coming. It's just you don't have to worry about being snuck up on. Now, you do have to worry about walking up to somebody behind that wall you was talking about that's waiting for you because they're moving the camera, but that's about it. I don't know. I remember Modern Warfare 2 had that third person? I was playing that shit. We was new.
Yeah, dude. Team Tactical.
You might
have been 1-5 playing that.
We went on Rust. We had 100 kill games on Team Tactical. We was noob tubing the fuck out of people from the top of the thing on Rust. Third person. But like, I see why they took that shit off the game though. Like, that shit was so cheesy. I was straight cheating with the camera. So I'll be waiting for somebody to come around. You know they coming. You got plenty of time. So they hit the corner, bow, shotgun, spaz 12, it's over. So
yeah.
And it's easier to aim. That's another thing, I guess, about the third-person shooters, which is why they're not so popular. Yeah, I think it's easier to aim in them. Because the auto-aim is better.
I've always had trouble aiming in the third-person games. I don't know why.
They overcompensate because it should be more difficult to aim in third-person. They make it easier to aim by compensating with the auto-aim. It just locks right in and stays
instantly.
Locked in.
No recoil. You can't even see the recoil. I think they feel like the recoil patterns go away, too. When you do that on those third person games, so I would like to see a hot third person like that's real good, but not too much. I don't know. Maybe there's something they can do about the camera stuff, but then again, who knows?
Tomb Raider is a third person game, and I'm assuming that the online multiplayer of it is third person as well. But I mean, have you heard anybody say that the online multiplayer is any good? No?
No, I haven't. I haven't even... I mean, I know dudes that got the game, but, like, nobody bought it for multiplayer. So, like, they ain't even talking about it. They might even touch that shit. Like,
yeah. Well, I got the game last week, eventually. And I'm actually, what you were saying earlier about, you know, going through games back to back, I'm actually on a second playthrough because I enjoyed it that much the first time around that I'm going through it again, making sure that I pick up all the shit that I missed out on the first time around. And I love the game, and it's phenomenal. It's a great storyline. It's really good controls.
Right, that was the game.
Lack of weapons, maybe a little bit. I mean, but just having a bow and arrow and fucking people up with a bow and arrow is fantastic. It's awesome. But there's no way I'm going to touch multiplayer in third person because that shit's fucking going to be insane.
I'm not even going to lie. I didn't know they had a multiplayer. I didn't go nowhere near that. I just played the campaign out. You know, because those kind of games are just more so for the campaign. And I feel like multiplayer is just like, yeah, you can have that too.
Yeah, but they be using memory for that they could use for something else with that. That's why I don't like that shit. Like Far Cry 3, yo, that's one of the best games I ever played. The weapon selection, that they have more guns on there than you'll ever see probably on any game like that. Like it was, I mean, they had the bow and arrow, they had special darts, I was like, yo, this is outrageous. Then the multiplayer I got on that show, I'm like, man, this is ass, and the maps were too big. And it's also funny to see how different game communities are. Like Far Cry 3, the maps was huge. It was places you can sit in corners, but nobody was playing like that. Like, they put those maps in Call of Duty, fam. Those would be the maps that get skipped every time. Everybody would be raging about how bad they were. But like people just don't play like that on other games. Like I thought that was a little funny.
How many people? I didn't play. How many people was allowed in a single game?
I think it was six on each thing. It might have been eight, but okay. I don't even remember. Like I played, and the connection was all right. Like you know, that's another thing, man. Just I hope the connections on the next gen or on all the games are like way better because I feel like these guys, especially like EA. We were talking about them earlier. Madden on PS2 when I had DSL, I had like two down. And 0.3 up. I've never lagged on PS2 Madden Online. Now I got 50 down, and I'm lagging. Like, you know what I mean? 50, 25, you should not be lagging in these games. And we do. Quite a few.
Let me get some of that in there.
Yeah, grab him. It's crazy.
Do you think I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but how many people joined into the online community, fucked the lag up, or not fucked it up, but like made it worse?
I think they updated and upgraded all the systems, the consoles, the games, and with the servers. Yeah, I don't know if they were expecting multiplayer to get so big so fast, so they didn't have time to actually work on those servers. I just don't know. That's the only thing I can think of.
But see, if you look at a game like Modern Warfare 2, the connection was really good, so I don't know. What just happened? It just all of a sudden changed.
People were complaining about host advantage is what happened. They listened to the wrong guys, basically. They were complaining about host advantage. And then next thing you know, they wanted to level the playing field by putting that bullshit in there to make everybody's connection even. It sounds like a good idea, but they did not execute at all. You get in those games, and you know you should have got a kill when you end up dying. Or, like, dude, you die from people you never even seen.
Yeah. Well, think back to Modern Warfare 2. How many times can you remember a host migration? You know what I'm saying?
We got host migration, but people quit more, way more than they ever did. Now, Modern Warfare 2, like people were sitting there and get shit on, go 2-74, and they'd stay in the game though.
No, there was always host migration in Modern Warfare 2.
There was definitely host migration.
I mean, there was, but like think back to like how many you can think of, like you know what I'm saying. I can only remember like maybe two.
They were there, but they were never as prevalent. I mean, you're getting one every fucking game a lot of the time on Black Ops 2.
On Xbox, you get host migration a couple times a game. They quit so much on the Xbox, fam. What's going on?
I ain't gonna lie. If I find out that I'm host at the beginning of the game, or if I think I'm host during the middle of the game, I'm out.
See, that's a problem, though, that you got to leave when you host because you know you won't get butt fucked.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, like, it should not be the way it is.
for the longest, I never got hustle MW2. Connection was just fine for me, but now it's just like, you know, his connection's terrible. His connection's great. Let's make it even. Get the fuck out of here, yo. That's like saying, oh, he got an HD TV and he don't have one. Let's make the graphics on the guy with the HD TVs look just like the standard definition. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You get what you pay for, goddammit. Connection and TV. And they did the same thing with the footsteps. Oh, he got a headset. He don't. Let's take the footsteps out of the game.
Yo, you're just talking there about getting what you pay for. I was saying to you earlier about Google bringing out their own line of fiber optic broadband. If you have 1,000 megabits download, you imagine what the lag compensation is going to be like for you?
You ain't even going to be able to play the game, man.
That you can download enough films to fill a 64 gig iPod in 8 seconds.
That's
crazy.
Ridiculous, yo.
So that is pretty crazy.
Next again, they gotta step it up with the connection, because once a game comes out that's consistent with very few flaws, there every game will have their flaws with a good connection. Whoever the competitor game in that genre is gonna get baked, whether it happens slow or fast, it's gonna happen. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Everybody's complaining about the connection. Dudes be trying to drop videos, dropping knowledge and all this shit. Like, you don't even know what you're talking about, dog. I was lagging in Black Ops 2, Modern Warfare 3. I started lagging kind of in Black Ops 1. Modern Warfare 2, I do not lag. You're not going to tell me it's my connection. I put Modern Warfare 2 in right now during the goddamn show, and I won't lag. With Black Ops 3,
yeah.
Everybody lagging.
And that's with a 3 bar.
Right. I remember you used to be in MW3. This is how I knew the game was fucked up. You like, you push select, you see everybody's score and everybody's connection. Nobody had 4 bars. What is that?
Yeah.
You wouldn't even know who the host was. So that's Madden is good for that too. They used to show people's connections in the record. So when you were in a pregame lobby, they selected their team, you can see their connection and record. Now you can't see their record or the connection, so you don't know if they 2 bar. And then you get in the game, you go to kick a field goal, your whole shit just go all the way around. So I don't know, man. These guys, these connections, I'll pay.
Yeah. Oh, I watched a video earlier today while I was at the hospital earlier, but I was watching a video earlier today, and this dude was trying to explain lag comp, and basically all he was doing was telling you what you can do to avoid it. He wasn't trying to explain it.
I know exactly what
that shit.
You know what you can do, honestly? You can download a big-ass file while playing a game. It really works. I used to do that on MW3. Every game... Matter of fact, I'd be having a horrible session. So I was like, you know what? I'm about to get lag comp. My favorite, I go download like a long-ass Blu-ray movie, like 9 gigs. Next thing you know, I'm not lagging no more. You're supposed to lag when you're downloading.
Yeah.
On MW2, if I'm lagging or if I'm playing and I go download or upload a video to YouTube, I start lagging. It's the reverse on the newer games. It doesn't make any sense. But that's one thing you can do.
Well, something I had a theory on playing. I was playing Whack Ops last night. And I kept seeing all these fucking split screeners, and I had a theory like maybe they're playing split screeners just to get a better advantage. With it, you know what I'm saying? Because
well,
seems
split
like
screeners get hosed though.
Yeah.
They always get hosed. Yeah, you know that?
Nah.
Them dudes, damn, they get because it's just like because they whoever can connect to the person the quickest. I'm having a hard time explaining it, but the split screeners, these motherfuckers get hosed.
Yeah,
that's why every
the
time
ping, the shortest ping time gets
there you go, Patty.
Yeah, the shortest ping time gets the host. So if there's 2 split screeners in a game, they should get host because one is connecting to the other in 0 ping, 0 microseconds.
0 ping.
Because they're on the same console, so therefore
right.
They have the greatest connection to another player. Therefore, they
right.
should get host.
That's why they did one leave, they both leave. So
yeah.
Man, we got less than 10 minutes. We got to do our buy or sell segment, of course. Buy or sell. Star Trek the video game. Now, I want to get the game. Now, I'm gonna look up some videos before I do it, because if it's like X-Men Origins, which we talked about last week, I ain't copying. But we're gonna start with you, Aaron. Buy or sell Star Trek the video game. Is it worth $60? Compare.
I'm gonna go.
You gotta remember. But the games it's coming out with. It's coming out with Dragon's Dogma and Dead Island Riptide.
all coming out with all that?
Yeah.
Yes, all the same day.
They're all the same day.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll go with Cell just because I've never been a big fan of the Star Trek storyline. I'd rather do Star Wars, you know what I mean? I've been more of a fan towards that. So I'll go with Cell just because I don't see how they're going to make a fun game out of Star Trek.
All right, Johnson,
I mean,
what you
got? My opinion.
I'm going Cell. Just when you said Dead Island, they lost me right there. Zombies always beats everything, so yeah, Dead Island, definitely. I'm picking that up over that.
Okay, Patty, what about you?
Yeah, I've already ordered and paid for the Dead Island Collector's Edition,
the
fucking
edition.
Torso. Yeah, the titty edition. So
titties with blood in them, though.
Yeah, fuck it, you know, whatever, titties are titties. But I've already paid for that, so it's not like I'm going to have to pay for both on the same day. So I'll get that shit, because I like the, I would never have said I was a huge Trekkie fan or any of that shit. I liked it because I like sci-fi stuff. But the last movie that came out, the reboot, I really enjoyed that. And I tend to like official movie tie-ins with games so long as they're done right. So, but like you said, I'm gonna have to check a few videos, see what it looks like, see how it's handling, but for now I'm gonna say I'm buying that.
See, I'm buying it. That's because nobody else is, and that's not really a good reason, but like I don't know, man. My girl, first of all, she plays PlayStation, but she only plays certain games. So she was talking about, she was watching some of it, and she said she actually liked it. And I typically like the games she likes. She don't like all the games I like, but I usually like the games she likes. So I want to get Star Trek. Now, it is coming out with Dead Island, so that is one of the reasons why somebody would sell it. And it's just, with these games that came out this first quarter, like, that don't rank with any of them, but I think that actually might be a sleeper game that nobody knew would be all right. That's the one reason I'm really going to get that. I might get all three of them, not at the same time. I ain't balling like that, but I might get all three of them bitches. Dead Island, Dragon's Dogma, and Star Trek. Fuck it.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to get that set of titties coming. It's going to be awesome.
The titties with the blood in them, though. I ain't never seen those sexy titties with the blood in them joints, though.
Oh, come on, dude. You've never seen, what was it called? Fuck that thing with Tarantino and George Clooney. From Dusk Till Dawn, Salma Hayek.
Man, that was, oh, see, that's a whole other breed right there, yo. I remember, yeah. Nah, but when she turned into the vampire, she was like, goddamn.
Yeah. Nah, goddamn. I mean, them titties turned all saggy and green and shit. That's
not cool. You know what I'm looking at? I'm on GameFAQs, everybody's favorite website for game free game manuals and shit. And there's Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon.
Yeah.
What is this? DLC. And we only got 2 minutes.
It's a DLC coming out in June, I think. Did I see that?
No, it's just, it looks like it's its own game, yo. Is it?
Oh, well, you see, they've done that shit before. It's May, the 1st of May.
Man, we're going to have to hit that next show. We're going to have to hit off with this. This looks ass, though. It looks like Ben Russell. It's supposed to be like a throwback of old, like a playoff of older games or something like that.
Yeah,
I'll get some more info for this.
If you look at the title, it's like a fucking gold max kind of looking shit. No. I don't know what the fuck that's going to be.
No, we got about a minute left. The show's over, and it hurts.
It hurts.
Be lonely, goddammit, man. I'm gonna miss you guys.
Well, I'd like to thank Johnson for coming back on with us. Really appreciate that, Johnson. Thank you.
Appreciate you guys having me, man. Anytime.
Yeah.
Yo, go ahead and let everybody know your YouTube, Johnson.
It's youtube.com/Johnson8312. You can also check me out on Twitter as Johnson8312 as well.
As well. Well said, Johnson. Well said.
Fire.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We're on episode 10 or 11. We're not sure. We'll have to dig through the archives and find that out. But, appreciate everybody listening.
And go back and listen to all the previous shows as well, because they were fucking awesome.
You know,
yeah, you can find everything in the archives. All the old shows are in the archives, by the way.
I tell you what, Six Man will have to get it together. It said the music file was 9 minutes, and it played for the whole show almost. But that's another issue. So, until next time, we'll be out. We'll be back later.
Peace.
Peace out.
Ooh, we got a caller came in right at the end.
Caller, you're late, brother.